For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Community leaders across the state are preparing for more people who might need access to homeless shelters. The state's moratorium on evictions amid the pandemic expires this month, and shelters in Montana have already seen greater demand from years of cost of living increases in the state. More than 36,000 households in Montana were behind on mortgage payments last month, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Nearly the same amount were also behind on rent. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio and Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien report.
On Tuesday, the Human Resource Development Council opened its new warming shelter in Bozeman. HRDC's housing director, Sherry Esslinger, walks past 59 newly purchased beds and into one of the renovated bathrooms.
And now we have this big, beautiful ADA-compliant shower.
HRDC President and CEO Heather Grenier says the number of community members experiencing homelessness has been on the rise in recent years, and she does not expect it to slow down.
We're worried, and we continue to hit capacity more nights than not.
Grenier says staff are seeing more people sleeping in cars and campers this year. She says the rising cost of home prices and rent in Bozeman is having a big impact on the most vulnerable.
Our elderly households, persons with disabilities, single-parent households, and others already struggling to meet the increased cost of living.
She points to a U.S. Government Accountability Office study that found a $100 increase in a community's median rental price is associated with about a 9% increase in the rate of homelessness.
We're seeing that bear out here in our own community.
To minimize the risk of spreading COVID-19, staff will check the shelter guests' temperatures at the door, and anyone with symptoms will receive alternative accommodation. Masks will be required unless someone is at their bed. In order to follow public health guidelines for physical distancing, the new shelter can accommodate 60 guests per night. That's why HRDC will continue to use a hotel it purchased earlier this year, prioritizing rooms for people in the high-risk category for COVID-19. A single night count in January found more than 1,500 people in communities across Montana were experiencing homelessness on a single night back in January. According to the 2020 Montana Point in Time report, Missoula had the highest number of people experiencing homelessness that night, followed by Billings and Kalispell. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
And I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Public Radio. Missoula's new wintertime temporary safe outdoor space for homeless people is now open and ramping up operations. The project could eventually shelter a maximum of 40 Missoulians. Eric Lagvold is managing the project's logistics for United Way of Missoula County.
The temporary safe outdoor space will provide access to tent shelters and warmth, proper sanitation and waste removal, frequent wellness and COVID screenings, as well as 24/7 staffing providing outreach and on-site case management.
The new shelter is modeled after similar projects in other states, but organizers say it's a first for Montana. It's receiving about $100,000 of state and federal funds to get it started. Erin Payhan is director of the city's Housing and Community Development Program. She says Missoula nonprofits are now more coordinated than ever to provide shelter for people facing housing issues. Over the past 3 years, she says they've worked hard to efficiently connect the city's most vulnerable people with resources they can use to turn their lives around.
And so we are more prepared than ever to deal with an uptick in numbers that we know we'll see from the pandemic.
Meanwhile, a temporary cold weather emergency shelter is preparing for its second winter in Kalispell. The Flathead Warming Center, currently operating out of Faith Lutheran Church, is in the process of purchasing a new building on North Meridian Road, which will double its capacity. Last winter, the nonprofit sheltered over 100 people during the winter's coldest months, with a capacity to serve 20 a night. Flathead Warming Center, the executive director, Tanya Horn, says organizers hope to open before Christmas.
Without the warming center, police departments and lobbies and jails and hospitals and emergency rooms and mental health centers often become a costly and inappropriate alternative for individuals.
The Flathead Warming Center will, like Missoula's temporary winter shelter, operate on a low barrier principle. People with pets, addiction, or mental health issues will be allowed to stay as long as they're not violent or disruptive. Horn says last winter, the center had to routinely turn people away. She does not anticipate the same issue this year, thanks to the bigger facility. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.